noise. Another word for it is noise. Amen. Joy, I will want to put it this way. Joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And it is a gift that we get from God Himself through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You get a point? I said, joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Get a point? And this joy is a gift from God we get through the Holy Spirit. That means when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you. That is the gift of God for you. And the product of that gift that brings fruit from the Holy Spirit, one of the fruit it brings is joy. Hallelujah. If you plant a seed, that seed will grow and yield what? Its fruit. You don't eat the seed anymore. You eat the product of the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the joy that we are talking about, every one of us has joy in us. Hallelujah. Please, let us pray. Let us get a message. Don't get distracted. Hallelujah. Every one of us has joy in us. Don't be deceived. Joy is permanent. Happiness is temporary. Happiness can come, it can go. But it depends on how you channel your joy that you have. Hallelujah. So joy is a feeling of good, pleasure, and happiness. That is, joy is the source of you having good pleasure and having happiness. Why? Because joy is emotional. Just as the love of Christ is. Love of Christ was always emotional. It came always from the inside. Hallelujah. The happiness is what people see when you are dancing and rejoicing and walking around. But the joy is in you. When you wake up in the morning and you see a new day and you say, Father, I thank you for this day because I know you have made this day. I rejoice in this day. I am glad in it. That is the joy. Amen. If someone comes and gives you 1,000 euros now, say, I just give you this 1,000. What's for you? You say, thank you, Lord, and I'm happy. That is happiness. But if the 1,000 euro finish, will you have to say, thank you, Lord, 1,000 euro? No, because it is temporary thing. So we should not misuse it for joy. But the joy is already in you because you know it can come at any time. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are using the Bible verse for this month, Psalm 118:15. We had a lot of things last week. We had a lot of the way Romans spoke with us last week that we need to understand that the joy we are talking about is in the Word of God. That means if we are listening, if we are hearing, if we are reading the Word of God, it should bring us joy. It should not be a thing that will start to say, again. No, it's because it builds us up. And so he said, the voice of rejoicing, that is, the sounds of joy, in another word. He said, the voice of rejoicing and salvation. As she explained last time, last week, salvation we got through Jesus Christ our Lord. The difference. Being saved from something that was holding one in bondage. Being saved from sin and death. Salvation. He said, it's in the tent of the righteous man. In the tent of the righteous. Say, I am the righteous. Say, I am the righteous. You have to eat this for your own sake. You have to proclaim it. I am the righteous. Amen. The Bible says, you are a chosen generation. He said, you are a royal priesthood. He said, you are a holy nation. So why do you want to condemn yourself? You say, I never did that stage of righteousness. No, I still get what is right again. What are you doing? Stop putting lies of the enemy upon yourself. It's time for you to start to use your mouth to declare something good for yourself. Amen. I am the righteous. And I will enlarge my tents. I enlarge my tents. I enlarge my surroundings. I take over everything that brings joy to me. Hallelujah. How can this joy be me? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, please. I just want to give you this source of how you can retain your joy continually. If you follow this, they say, finally, brethren, whatever, anything that gives you, or anything that are true, do it. Huh? Is it anything true? He said, whatever things are true, whatever things are known, standard, whatever things are just. That means if you see a spade, you call it a spade. Not say you see a shovel, you call it a fork. It is so. This is the world we are living in now. We have to be very, very careful. He said, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue. Hallelujah. If there is anything praiseworthy about it, he said, well, meditate on these things. That is how you can keep your joy. Meditate on this, just meditate on everything. What is this? And the same book said in 4:4, he said, rejoice always, right? He said, rejoice always. He said, and again, what? Rejoice. There is no part of the Bible that tells you that told you that you are born to be sober. No. The time may come. He said, but what? To trust in the Lord. James chapter 1 is 1:2. He said, you count all joy. In terms of what? That means the temptation is not just one, it's diverse. That means it has steps. So no matter how the temptation may be, no matter how the barrier may be, no matter how the situation may be, no matter how heavy the mountains may look around you, he said, well, come to all joy. Because if they don't come to them, your faith will not stand. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, this is not time for us to continue to sleep. Don't let them come and give you statements or words that are not for you. No. You wake up in the morning, you say, my home is blessed. My going out is blessed. My family is blessed. My family in India, they are blessed. No bad news is for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, enough is enough. Hallelujah. I said, joy comes to us through the Holy Spirit, and it's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We know about the fruit of the Holy Spirit in the Bible, Galatians chapter 5. It says, the fruit of the Spirit. There are nine of them. Huh? It says, love. It says, peace. It says, joy. Long suffering. Kindness. Meekness. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. So that means when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you possess all these fruits. And the truth of the matter is you living this truth that will tell the ones outside who you are. It is what you have that you demonstrate. And it is what you have that you can give. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't say, I have a tricycle and I promise I will give you mentors. You cannot even maintain tricycle. And the bicycle with you, tricycle with you. Hallelujah. You cannot give that you don't have. No. But when you have joy in you, you can give it to the other person close to you. Even when the person looks down, you have the words to encourage that one. Even you, I tell you sometimes you don't even need to speak because the person who is even like, it's down, it's kind of, I cannot kind of people. We are not, I cannot kind of people. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. They will come and start to ask you, how do you know it? I'm a living example. I still continue to see it. In my place of work, they continue to ask me, how is it that you from Monday to Friday, as a soul that I've never been, you are always happy? I said, because I thank God for the kind of person you made me to be. You know, when they come to work on Monday, don't tell me the truth. You tell them, good morning. If God is shouting or dog is barking or somebody is being snapped, some do not even answer. They don't even think, you don't even imagine as though somebody passed them. But I never stopped it. It's more I continue. My good morning is good morning. If you honor me with my own good, it's not stopping me. And then the same person you say good morning on my morning. On Friday afternoon, I invest in failure. Every Friday. Friday, because that is his own mindset. He's only looking at the weekend. But this weekend will come and go again. It is the truth. You know, and God will say to you that. Then I said, after you, are you sick or in heaven? I said, I don't get sick. Hallelujah. If I'm not here, I'm hungry. Praise God. He can get to that stage. Because when he doesn't see the good morning and morning, on Monday morning again, what will happen? He starts to look for me. Oh, Kevin is not around today. What's happening? Change your environment. Don't let the environment change you. Don't let the situation change you. Because the joy of the Lord, the Bible says, is what? Is our strength. May you manage the hate. He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to God. In Nehemiah 8:10, I said, 8:10, please, sorry. I said, 8:10. He said, then he told them, go your please from it, please. So that we can get the message because Ezra was reading the book of the law to the people that they gained understanding. They knew the law, but they did not understand the law. That is two different things. One thing is knowing the word of God. I know this is the Bible. But if I read through the Bible, do I understand what the Bible is telling me? So God gave the revelation and said, Ezra, go ahead and these people. Read for this nation. They have to get understanding of what I have given them. That means they had everything, but they could not make use of the things they have. It's like our country, Nigeria. I would say, yeah. If you geographically check the region we are, then
Jordan is one of the best land covering area in the whole world. Talk about the resources. They have the best resources ever. So if we don't now check, just look at this, there is enough. We have been destroyed because we lack what? Knowledge. And now they are helping us to destroy us, that we destroy each other because they are coming to take over. Was it 2003? Even up to date, you can Google it when you go. The best crude oil in the whole world is from Nigeria. It is 99.9% sulfur free, our crude oil. And which country is suffering from petroleum? Nigeria. Then you ask yourself why. Because the crude, they dig the fruit, they dig the good things out. And we are fighting each other, we are killing ourselves. Yes, it's high time we open our minds. It's high time we open our minds, brothers and sisters. They're letting us know, we can build houses on all the land. Yeah, no farming, not nothing. Hunger will start. I'm not asking anybody not to build houses. If you build one, build two, it's enough. And if you are building them, put a small garden from the back of the house and plant something good for you to eat. It is true. See, they are not allowing them, the farmers, to farm on their farmland anymore. Can you imagine a friend of mine has 8 acres of land, planted cassava? If one full animal just came with his cow and everything, just now he has to go and spend money to go and pay police and say, leave police for this matter. Because the money you give to police is just waste. What do they want to fill an and cow? This is a country we are living. Law. Nobody is holding anything about the law. Hallelujah. But do this against one of the government bodies, they will kill the person. I'm not asking anybody to kill anybody. But if we see something that is true, we stand by it. Hallelujah. That thing that makes, that gives you joy, I said it one time, that thing that gives you joy, brother and sister, do it to the glory of God. Amen. He called me, he said, I see what he even sent me a video, he said, on my phone. He has to go and retail the land again, pay money for tractors and everything. I was like, it is well in that same country. Now he has to go and start from the beginning. They don't want farmers to even plant because they want the people to hunger. And our people, okay, the government stopped importation. Now, you said they should not plant. Well, how do they feed? How do they feed? Hunger. And come, we always say, the hungry man is what? Now they are giving you hunger, source of anger. And we are asking ourselves the question, why? Why is it happening? Why is it happening? Is God not here? This is not the heart of God, this is the heart of man. It's our decision. It's what we decide. The Bible said to us, he said, you are God, and say you are God. So whatever we proclaim, whatever we say, whatever we let go, it happens. Amen. That means we can also change the situation of our country. Even we are talking about Africa, Nigeria. Even in Europe, what is happening? It's the same thing. It's literally happening here. We are seeing it. We say, this is how the system is. The system is just so now. We have to follow it. But I thank God because their devilish act is being unveiled now. They have been exposed now because it cannot continue. It is not God's purpose for us to come and suffer. We ought to come and make life good for ourselves and good for our home, our poor at home. Amen. We say, we're for you. Now, where is our pastor? I do not know. Now we say we are in Europe.
Now where is all of us?
It's like you don't understand.
Look at it now.
Oh, I will you.
Look at it. See, they are complaining for a cost. For an atom, if I say four for you, it's more you will see.
For liter, I say yes for liter.
Are you paying also for you will see the data?
He said, I don't know. So you know,
you think we just go to the physician? Did you stop to first for a point and kind of travel?
They don't understand it. Hey, you just there, they enjoy the real life. Yeah.
Come and see now.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And joy, I said, is a command from God. God commands us to be joyful. Even in times of battles, he was able to come to tell Jehoshaphat, say, come. You people don't bother. No matter where your enemies are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, say, I am giving you joy. All I need from you is what? Praise me. So your praises, your songs, your prayer is what gives the Lord the joy. And that joy is one of the things he has given back to you. Hallelujah. If you have to go through all the Bible verses and put an alignment and pray on the mountains today. If you have your Bible, please write down 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 31. 2 Chronicles 6, 41. I would like to read Psalm 32, 11. Hallelujah. It's time for us to open our mind. Psalm 32, 11. He said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Why is he calling you righteous? See your position in the hand of God, righteous. Do that in your part of it, you righteous. Now he said, rejoice. He said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. You righteous. And shout what? For joy, all you upright in heart. That is righteousness, uprightness in heart. Righteous, walking right with God. Amen. Thank you very much. You see, righteousness exalts a nation. Psalm 81, 1. He said, the chief musicians on an instrument of God is Psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Jacob means Israel. Israel is we, not that country they call Israel. Hallelujah. Put yourself there. He said, make a joyful shout to the God of glory. Do you know God? Hallelujah. Put your name there. Amen. Psalm 97, 1 and 12. Beloved reads, he said, let the earth was rejoice. Let the multitude of the eyes be what? Glad. Be joyful. 12 said, rejoice in the Lord, you are righteous. Again, it calls you a righteous person. So when did you start seeing things that you used to condemn yourself? I'm not righteous, I'm not righteous. I never did to righteous. When will you become righteous? When from the beginning, the one who created you and made you in his image and likeness called you righteous. Even said, is it even while you may still sin? Is it what he only forgave you? Hey! That means it is not what we see of ourselves that we are. When you wake up in the morning, look at the mirror, you only see body. This covering is not you, brother and sister. This covering is not you. You are in the body. The Spirit of the Lord is in the body. That means the Spirit of God is God in you. Your soul is in this body. That's why when the body, when the soul and spirit leaves this body, the body goes back to the earth and decays. This body you're not going to live. Even he said, when Christ comes, he said, every man was translated. The body changed. Hallelujah. It is the soul that goes to the body itself. That is you yourself, your personal you. Hallelujah. So everything, your thoughts, your emotion, your mind set, that is you. Your decision making, that is you. The ability to say good or not good, that is you. Glory to God. So I urge you, brethren, to beautify the you in you and not just this body that you are carrying. Use the word of God to beautify that you, to glorify that you, that the name of the Lord will be exalted. To motivate yourself in building your joy that you have been given. Amen. Glory to God. So 27:12. And Luke chapter 10, verse 20. I say I cannot go for one Bible verse because four of you are here. Okay, we still have time. Hallelujah. Luke 10:20. He said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the Spirit are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name are what? Say, my name is written. My name is written in heaven. I tell you one thing, you know, it is said that in the book of Revelation, Jesus Bible said, not everyone will make it. Why? Everyone God has created right from the beginning, their name has been written in the book of life. It's only sin that blots the name out of the book of life. But if with repentance in Christ Jesus, your name is written again in the book of life. The ones the Bible says they will not make it is the one in clothed. This is what they are doing now. They clone people to become people. They make robots because they want to take care of out of them. Those ones are living in because they are living in the book of life. So if you are happy and telling them, robots are coming. Robots. If robots come to the company, you don't have work anymore. So if you don't have work anymore, how do you finance your life? We should be careful. So there is technology. I hear you. Technology that can kill easily. I hear you. They say it's what they call innovation. They call it innovation. Ha! I know when people listen to them, when they hear that English, innovation. Innovation. Ah, nice. What do they call God? What are they doing now? They call it
AI,
this is KI and AI.
Everybody's calling KI AI. Even on your mobile platform, KI AI.
Be KI and AI. Wait for them. Be careful. They look nice. They look very, man, we can use it. The other one they call ChatGPT. You can ask ChatGPT, what day you were born? It will tell you, bam, 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 yes, this is due to the experience. These are things created by men just to deceive other men. They are pulling you into a situation that you cannot even move your left from your right. Yeah. A time will come before you will eat, you will ask ChatGPT. It is true. A time will come before you even take a taxi from your house to leave your house. They will tell you, you are about to leave house from 1 to 3 o'clock. Go and come back. And it's finished. Yeah, because they want to control you in the system. You are not working because the robots are taking your working place. You are not doing anything. You are only under them. They control your finance. They control. And they say they want to stop back here. They want to stop cash money. People are happy about it because they want you to use bankomat to pay. Now, bankomat will leave very soon. They will say, okay, you have to get a chip to pay in shops. It's already happening. It's not something new. People go to shop, pay with their top print, and they go home. They tell you it's very easy, very, very okay. It's not problem. Let's be careful. Yes, deceiving. It is the most of the enemies, the plan of the evil ones. But we cannot let them reign. We can't let them reign. I say for, I told my wife, I say for this cash money to live, we'll go back to trade by butter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now it is true. It is just, but do you think the money on your account is real money? These are figures and numbers just placed there. The bank doesn't have so much money that. No. Go to the bank and say, give me money. They will take to whatever the other person has placed as his own life savings and give to you. Then you will take the money and pay tax to it. That is what they are using to keep himself. So we should not be deceived too. So if that means the whatever the minister A is saving for the next 10 years, you who carry the money, you are paying the tax and giving the Kobo the promise, but the other part is coming to the bank. The bank doesn't have so much money that. Check any institution, they don't have the money that. It's numbers and figures. Numbers and figures. And we'll be saying, hi, money day. Hallelujah. We talk about joy now. God just wants the heart for us to be happy, for us to be grateful, cheerful, rejoicing. Amen. Philippians chapter 12, verse 18. And the same Philippians 3:1, 2:18, first place. Glory to God. He said, for the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. In the other book, he said, you should count it all joy in diverse situation, in diverse condition. We should count it all joy. That means we should not just think and say, what is happening around us, and say, ah, we, I just cannot, no, this is not the way. Count it joy. Amen. Count it joy to be the dream one, please. He said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same thing to you is not what tedious, it's not difficult, it's not hard. But for you, it is safe. We used to sing, the joy of the Lord is my strength, 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 the joy of the Lord is my strength. And one of these women is only a small, you know, children's He gave me hands to clap and we clap all his praise. He gave me hands to clap and we clap all his praise. Oh, clap hands. He gave me hands to clap and we clap all his praise. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No, but then we are going, he gave me legs to walk away. We will sing this song with we sing the song of Ethiopian singing and praising God. When are those days? When are those days? I'm urging every one of us, parents most especially, please, we should not let our children be misled from the word of the Lord. They are growing. Media is taking over their lives. We have to be careful. They said they are going for, they should be a border for everything. It should be a limit for everything. Because if you truly check statistically, the amount of time they spend on phone is more than the time they even have a relationship with their own family. It's more than the time they have a relationship with God. We cannot continue this way. No. You know what is funny? 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, we were at the intense matura ball, right? 2 weeks ago. Sorry, okay, 2 weeks ago. My son had a matura ball to the glory of God. And then, you know, I found it to be a place where people gather. You're like, hey, it's not gonna saw you, you know, we talk, we chat. And then I was making a phone call with my grandmother. And when I turned, I saw some group of boys, you know, about 7-8 of them on one table. They are standing on a round table. And everybody's. And I asked myself, why are you here? If they cannot even communicate with one another, why are they standing here? Everyone. Their mindset is being stolen from this media. We have to be careful. Because it's not everything that the media display that is truth. 99.9% of what the media displays is fake and their lies. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. You know, I can give you my own self as an example. I asked my wife one day. I took my phone. I just made a test, but I didn't tell anybody. I was watching a video on. I watched different gospel messages. Short. My brother, I was standing with the phone. I was lying down in my couch. Almost 3.5 hours. I dropped all that. I didn't even know when to sold it. When I finished, I dropped it. My wife, today just use time to stay to YouTube. No, I had to say, I don't understand myself. I get it. But one thing, I learned something. I had different messages, I had different voices, but I understood on that thing. If they are looking at a phone for something else, they spend more time, it is just wasting time for nothing. But then everybody's complaining. It is right. Now, I can't go for countries that your eyes have been open now. Is it Sweden? Sweden is bringing the barrier. He said, enough is enough. Any child at the age of 16 down are not allowed to be on social media on their mobile phone. He said, thank you. Where are we? Because the God, you know, they've made a law before and said, no, you should be allowed even in schools. Now, they discovered their children, they are not learning anything in school anymore. So they have to change the law now to say, no, after 16, you get. So now they see that the children are going to school, they are learning now. Please be careful. This message, we may not hear it from any other
to strengthen you as parent, for you to be able to teach your children that the joy they seek online, the joy they seek outside, the joy they seek around the whole area is already in them. And God has given them this joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord bless His holy name, Jesus' name. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word that you have given unto us. Lord, we say the joy that you have given unto us, Lord, we want to take it for granted. We use this joy to go around the world mission, preaching the word, telling the children that you seek Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we see you and see the glory that you have given unto us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your joy will speak for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will live in that joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the Holy Father, for your name is highly exalted. For in Jesus' mighty and precious name we have prayed. Amen. Are we blessed?